alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 7th of April, Anno Domini 2012, and you, oh, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes. It's Holy Saturday. Holy
Passover.
Saturday?
Passover for Catholics.
No, for Catholics, it's Holy Saturday.
It's also called Passover.
Passover for our Jewish listeners.
Passover for our Jewish listeners. Is that today? Or is that next week? Somebody will call in and tell
My
us.
My Jewish heritage is smacking me in the back of the head.
That's exactly right. All right, we'll go to the news, which we do know about. More than 700,000 Macintosh computers have been infected with malware that exploits a flaw in Java, and the number keeps growing. The Flashback Trojan, which plants an executable file on a Mac that fetches additional malware, was uncovered earlier this week by Dr. Webb. The infection has reached 700,000 computers, but its growth has slowed down, mainly because Apple has issued two security updates aimed at Flashback, the Mac malware. The second update is aimed only at Mac OS X Lion users. It's possible that Apple found a glitch in the first update that made the new release necessary. The Trojan is spread whenever a Mac comes into contact with an affected web page. It's estimated that there are some 4 million pages on the web infected with the malware. Once a Mac lands on an infected page, the Trojan is planted on it without the operator's knowledge. Please note that it is without the operator's knowledge. Then the malware downloads more pernicious software from its master servers. The two kinds of software are being pulled in to infected Macs at the moment. One software payload tries to steal passwords from an infected system. The other payload redirects online searches to other locations on the web. When you go to Google, it takes you someplace else. It looks a lot like Google, but generates advertising revenue for the bad guys. Yes, the internet is now all about ad revenue. On Tuesday, Apple released a new version of Java, 1.6.0_31, left elbow J, that addresses the flaw that Flashback is exploiting. Multiple vulnerabilities exist in Java 1.6.0_29, the most serious of which may allow an untrusted Java applet to execute arbitrary code outside the Java sandbox. Visiting a web page containing a maliciously crafted untrusted Java applet may lead to arbitrary code execution with the privileges of the current user. While Flashback has focused some attention on Apple, its mischief reaches beyond the Mac realm. You should be aware that the attack was a global one against Windows, Macs, and Linux.
So because Java runs on all those platforms.
Because it runs on all those platforms. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is, are you shocked that Apple's got a sneak Trojan called Flashback? And the choices are, surprised it took so long. On Apple, no! And it's not just us. And it's not us, it's Flash. Humph, humph. So far, we've got about 38 votes. Most of you are surprised it took so long. And when you're done with that, you'll have more to say because I know you people. So check the yellow box underneath the poll. Click on the on Give Us Your Opinion, and it will take you to my website, AskNick.com.
That's AskNick.com.
And once you've done that, you can enter your opinion. Please keep it clean. It's also our question to you. Have you updated your machine against the Flashback Trojan? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. By sheer coincidence, those numbers are also important because that's what you call to pledge. Yes, we are in a pledge drive. It's our spring pledge drive. We're only about 14,000... $475 away from our goal. You can help us cut that down to nothing by making the call. Yes, we have plenty of levels of membership starting at $35, $50, $100, and we've got all kinds of gifts at those levels. Every level gets the Jazz 90.1 member card, which gives you discounts. Listen, in a month, you can make back that $35 pretty easily.
It's a win-win all the way around.
It's a win-win all the way
around.
And,
well, we were just talking about to Al and the polka guys, you know? The past 3 years that we've been here, all we've asked for is $50,000 twice a year.
Yep.
Now, your RG&E bill has not stayed the same each year.
Yep.
And the amount of electricity that this place eats up, I mean, you're running the business.
You're not kidding.
You're running the business. You're running transformers because, oh, guess what? Nobody else gets that electric bill to run those transformers and everything else except this jazz station itself. They pay for that. Again, it's not, you know, some grant or, oh, well, we'll give you a discount because you're, you know, nonprofit. They want their money.
And as we know from the problems we had recently, there's an ADSL connection between us and the tower.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the point is this. We hope that you value this show, and we would love it if you would show how much you value it by making a pledge. It can be at a level. It can be as little as $1, $5, $10. Become a member of the show. Make the donation. All you have to do, there's two ways you can do it, by phone or online. If you're calling, you can call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Outside the 585 area code, it's 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just as renewing member Carl did, our friend Carl. Thank you very much for your donation, Carl. And you know what? We like that so much that we're going to talk to him on the phone. Carl, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much for your renewed membership. We appreciate it.
I have a question. I'd like to learn as much as I can about computer networking. Presently, I know very little. And I know Microsoft certification is incredibly expensive, so I'm not even considering that. But I'd like to find some type of a local night school or a class to go to learn something about computer networking, and I'm wondering if I could have any suggestions.
Specifically for networking?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a couple around that will do that. Who have we got locally?
Well, there's a check with the JCC. There's also, within your own school, your own district, quite often, you know, like around Aranacoy, Pittsford, and all those.
Right. Well, he's in Pottsville, PA. So,
oh, okay.
It's, you know, the best thing to do in your particular case is to do a couple of things. Are you looking to become a Cisco engineer or that sort of thing?
Probably nothing that formal. This would just be for my own my gratification, you might say.
All right, then there's two things you ought to do. First, call the library, because if they don't know about it, it ain't happening. The second thing is to call around to the various schools and check with them, because many of them have adult evening classes. Now, the high schools and colleges have adult evening classes, a beginning course in networking, for example. Over in the Galisano College at RIT, I teach a course called SOHO Networking, Small Office, Home Office Networking. It's a good beginner's course, and it's the sort of thing that, you know, you can be a student and just take the courses individually. You don't have to become a matriculating student if you don't want to be.
There's also some national training centers like New Horizons, and I think Ziff Davis is gone now, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think they've just renamed themselves Logical Operations again.
But down there in your own...
Everything old is new again.
What I would recommend, though, is just call your town hall and see if they have any, you know, listings or recommendation websites for continuing education and what you want to accomplish.
Local community college.
Yeah, I mean, they'll usually point you in a direction and say, oh, well, you might want to check this out, this, this, and this.
Right. That's probably your best bet to get what you need. Of course, you can always Google networking courses, Pottstown, PA.
It looks like there is a New Horizons Center in Reading, 16 miles away from Pottstown. But they are generally expensive because they're professional IT certification courses. that a lot of business owners require. I just found out I have to take two tests from for my Apple certifications. The local New Horizons doesn't offer
them.
Well,
we can tell them you're certified.
So I got to drive to New York City.
We won't say certified in what, but yeah.
Certifiable. Yeah.
So we're trying
thank you.
Yeah. So instead of needing us to drive to New York City, we're trying to get Prometric, which is the testing service part of it, to let us take the tests here in Rochester, which is annoying.
Okay, that's good advice. I'm going to try those things.
Okay.
There's also a group called Meetups, and it's at meetup.com, and you can put your city in there. And they have lots of things. They might have a meetup for networking people as well, which might be a pretty decent place to start.
Okay, and I have one more unrelated question.
Sure.
Just for the fun of it, I don't really need to do this, but I'd like to keep track of the amount of data that I use on the Internet. I presently have Comcast for my Internet service provider. Just wondering if there's any software that you think would work for that purpose.
Most of the time, you want to do that in your router so that it catches all your computers, your game consoles, your mobile devices, things like that. And some routers have that feature built into the router. And others don't, which is annoying. I know on the Macintosh, the activity monitor tracks that for you for your own local computer. There are usage statistics programs available for other OSs, and that's the key thing to look for. You want to find your usage statistics.
Okay, I will check that out because I don't have a router. I just have my networking card plugged right into the Comcast cable modem, which goes to the cable, and that's it.
Now, Comcast has a cap in a lot of cities. Do they have a data cap where you are?
That's what I'm not sure, but I don't think I've hit it because I've never run into any slowdown problems.
Yeah, usually what we've seen in other cities, it's 250 gigabytes a month, and Comcast has their own tracking software on their web page, so you might want to check your local Comcast center as well. They may already have that software for you. And again, that would track it in the router, so if you did connect other devices to it, it would catch everybody.
Right.
Okay.
Now, there's also, from the command line...
Netstat?
There's a command called Netstat.
And how do you spell that?
Netstat. You'll want to look at the help file because I know it fairly well for Linux, and I don't necessarily
know. What in the world does all that mean? I just ran it on my computer, and I got tons of things.
Well, yeah. But if you just run it,
I just did Netstat, and
right. But one of the things that you can look at are the statistics for the various ports. So you can see all kinds of fairly interesting data about the ports on your machine. Now, again, like I said, and I apologize, I really don't know the Windows version all that well. So take a look at do netstat-help.
Okay, I'll try that. Thanks a lot.
And you can tell how many you can tell all kinds of information, and that might be quietly, freely useful.
Okay, great. Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, you too. Yeah, really, I use Netstat and things like it as well. So there's a bunch of interesting stuff that's out there. There's also some programs that you can download from the Internet. I don't use any of them.
I've got one on my Mac at home called Surplus Meter that's designed for Internet services with a cap.
Right.
And you put in what your monthly cap is, and it tells you how much surplus you have left.
Right.
I just looked at my Mac. I've passed about 7 gigabytes of data in 17 days that my computer's been up.
Yep. We tend to use a lot more than the average.
Well, and I'm streaming out video now, too. And
right, and that has a little something to do with it. But, yeah, so there's a bunch of things you can do. There's a program called Analog X that I don't know much about, but I do know that it has a live bandwidth, a live Netstat window, which could be useful. But I have not used it. I don't know how good the program is. Could be dash, you're right, Joe is saying it could be dash dash help. It could also be slash question mark. Could be any one of those or all of those, but NetStat is probably a pretty useful one, and it is, after all, free. But this show is not free. This show is free, but the station is not free. We were at the Soho show on Thursday, and it was really plenty of fun. There were lots of people who rediscovered us. There were lots of people who talk about how much they love Jazz 90.1. And that's great. We love to hear that. But what we also love to do is stop having pledge drives. And the only way we can stop is if you make the call and make a pledge. The number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We've had a podcast challenge out there for all those of you who are listening on the podcast, and so far it has not been tremendously successful. But if you pledge online, please put in the comments that it is for sound bites. We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Sound Bites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and you are about to make a call and make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Do it from your phone. I know you're out on the road listening to us as you do your errands all day. So next time you pull over, do it from the phone. See, see what the heck. You bought the thing. You might as well use it.
Keep Rob busy, too.
Exactly. We like that.
Yeah, why let him sit around all darn day and just lollygag, you know, sitting on his couch.
That's exactly right, with his feet
taking
up,
his naps here and there.
Watching his 50-inch
dreaming about
TV
his next cruise.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, how he's going to get tan and all this other. Get his butt up.
Get him working.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Third time isn't quite the charm. Apparently, Apple's legacy of early onset Wi-Fi issues in the iPads continues in this newest generation. Just weeks after the launch of the third generation, 9to5 Mac reports that Apple appears to be investigating the reception issues in the new iPad after a growing number of complaints about spotty connections. The site says it obtained a screenshot of an AppleCare memo directing employees to collect and replace troubled third generation iPads displaying symptoms such as intermittent connectivity, slow Wi-Fi speeds, or not seeing the network. The screenshot reads, in the United States, contact centers and retail stores should capture iPad third generation Wi-Fi only devices if they exhibit any issue related to Wi-Fi. The capture directive relates only to the Wi-Fi models. Users reported the Wi-Fi in the new iPad was significantly weaker than the iPad 2. Their iPhones and MacBook laptops on AppleCare support discussion threads almost immediately started jumping up and doing that. Although this memo appears to focus only on the Wi-Fi models, the AppleCare threads have reports from owners of the 4G LTE models as well. Weak Wi-Fi seems to be a standard part of an iPad launch. Both previous generations had difficulty with Wi-Fi just out of the gate, with users complaining of weak reception and problems connecting to a network. Apple acknowledged in 2010 that a small number of first-gen iPads had connectivity problems, and with the second generation resolved the issues in 2011 with a software update. Have you got a new iPad? How's the Wi-Fi? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415.
Then, so the one thing that annoys me about that story is if you buy something and there's a problem with it, it's under warranty. Take it back and get it fixed.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, but folks don't want it.
But yeah, it's you don't want to think that your brand new thing is broken.
Yeah, I mean, you just get it and it's like, what?
And this also comes back to the cult of Apple. If you buy an Apple product, you expect it to be perfect. I realize that's unrealistic,
mm-hmm.
But you know, when the real world, love and hate are so close together that when you buy something you love that much and it's not perfect, some people will start to hate.
Oh, yes.
And they'll get on, those are the people who will get on the boards and start screaming and yelling and all the other stuff. So,
and that's the whole trouble. As we all well know, bad word of mouth travels a lot faster than good word of mouth.
That's right. If you say something nice about something, it hits one, maybe two other people.
Yeah, and they go, oh,
say
okay,
something
yeah.
bad, it hits minimum of seven people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
people love bad news, and they love to spread it around. So,
well, that's why on the news, most of the time, it's all you're hearing about is, you know, the bad stuff. Not right. a heck of they'll do once in a while. It's
a feel-good story.
Yeah, a feel-good story. Yeah. Just bring them back to their, you know, human
that doesn't
side.
Sell newspapers. That doesn't sell click-through link ads.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's but you know, the important part of this story though is that Apple is investigating it. They're stepping up to the plate and saying, if we've got a problem, let's fix it.
One of the problems that a lot of mobile devices have, especially Apple's devices, is they're made out of aluminum, which blocks radio signals. So on the iPad and iPod Touch, there's a plastic Apple on the back of the aluminum case, and that's where the antenna port comes out. And then if you have the cellular models, there's an extra plastic bit at the top of the iPad to let the antenna come out so that the radio can get in through that all that metal. Yeah, it may look nice and shiny and pretty, but it blocks the radio signals pretty good.
And I'll bet there are some cases you can buy that cover over that antenna.
Yeah, you don't want to get a metal case to block that antenna even more.
Well,
no, it's a good point. I mean, but you don't think about that. You know,
I said that to somebody the other day. They were saying, oh, I got this great new metal case for my iPad. It's all shiny and yada, 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 for my iPhone. And I said, how's your signal? Well, you know, it's been a little weak lately. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, really.
If you put a metal case on the thing, you're going to cut down on the signal. Get over it. It's the way it is.
Oh, and you can buy external antenna. So you have an antenna sticking out of your iPad to get better
there you go.
Or just get a leather case, which be less hassle.
Or a plastic case.
Plastic
exactly.
Or rubber and acrylic, yeah.
Oh, that's one thing.
Speaking of antenna sticking out, I was jockeying with this motorcycle on the way here, and the guy had a full face mask with a skull, really cool skull painting on it,
mm-hmm.
and two horns. He had a horn sticking forward and a horn sticking back.
Nice.
So I guess, and he was being an idiot too, zipping in and out between cars. But you know, so I guess he had that horn so he could ram cars when.
Exactly.
One idiot like that gives all motorcycle riders a bad name.
Unfortunately, yes. And you know, I had it happen just this past week, or during that real nice spree of weather.
Yeah.
I had a crotch rocket weave in and out of me. I thought I was going to clip him because I'm going ahead, and just out of the back of my hearing.
Right.
Music, you know, because it's so darn fast. And he's weaving in and out of these vehicles so darn fast. It's like, oh, my, just get out of the way because I do not want to see splatter all over the place.
That's exactly right.
But on a better topic, talking about devices and that, you know, I ordered the tablet.
Yeah.
And I got the case for it, but I didn't pay, I just paid for standard shipping.
Standard shipping, yeah.
So, like my friend Nancy and Samantha both, well, did you get it yet? You get it? No. Each day, because it's coming regular postage.
Right.
And I go, well, how'd you order it? I go, regular mail. I didn't want to spend the extra money. Now I'm wishing that I had.
Always,
and
always.
And there's no tracking number with USPS.
Of course,
so.
You know where it's coming from. All the way from California.
Right,
you know, and
I think they
put it on some snail's back.
Exactly.
And it's because they're going 7 to 14 days. You know, my kind of luck, it'll be the 14 days. Matter of fact, it might even go 15 days.
Yeah, they probably stamped it Titanic, women and children first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get this to Dave later.
Exactly.
Maybe. But it's, because I've gotten into the habit, been doing a lot more reading evenings and that, and it'd be nice to have it, be able to put the book on the tablet, go upstairs instead of fumbling through a book. You know, I've gone through a couple books, and I'd like to have it now, because I see Sam and, like I say, Nancy, they both, you can get this book, and this book, this, and it's like, yeah, that'd be cool, because it's bright enough, if I go up to bed for a little bit and want to read a little, Because TV, even during the regular seasons, you know, I'm very few programs that I like to watch. And if, oh, I miss them, no biggie. You can go on to the web, pull it up, and, oh, gee, fewer commercials. So a one-hour show not only takes 40 minutes, and I don't have to go through all the blubber, you know, and the other additional ads. Granted, they still have breaks here and there. But those are only like 30 seconds most.
Some of, we do a lot of on-demand stuff too. When the DVR is full, we go to on-demand.
Yeah.
Some of the on-demand networks don't let you fast-forward through commercials.
But they're already cut out.
Not always. Some of them. No. It's usually commercials for other shows on that same network.
Yeah, I've
got it. But we were watching something the other day, and Fred Tomlinson kept wanting to sell us old age insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And every break, it was the same one commercial.
Oh, man. I was watching, I forget which one, Crackle, I think. And you'd see the commercial, and then you can choose at the top. Is this relevant to you? No. And the next commercial break, same commercial. Is this relevant? No. Next commercial. Is this relevant? No.
Well, it might be later.
later.
The more I saw it, the older this, I got.
Yeah, this is for anger management therapy, right? Is it relevant? No. And then six times later, yes, no, it is.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's, I don't know. I don't want it. And it's like, I know it's somewhere between here and California.
Google is making a tablet of their own, which they're calling now the Nexus tablet. I don't know. That'll be the real name. They're making it.
Isn't there already a Galaxy Nexus tablet?
Yes.
From Samsung?
That's why I'm saying it's probably not going to be called that. It's a 7-inch tablet, and they're making it they're making it with Asus, and they've been saying forever that it's $150.
Mm.
But I think right now the rumor is that it's going to cost $200.
Well, the one I got,
even so,
yeah, is a 9.7-inch screen.
Yep.
With a 16 gig Android 4.0 operating system, and I can put in a micro SD card up to 32 gig.
Yeah, see, there's where you win.
So, you know, I mean, that's nice. I can put a lot of other stuff that I want on music, but just having the other apps and being able to, again, cloud computing.
Exactly,
you know, put
right.
A lot of stuff. I've been putting more and more stuff, you know, up on the cloud that, you know, just other stuff that I'm not worried about, you know, it's. Anything that's up there isn't, you know, of course, password protection, but some of the other stuff, it's like, if folks want to get into that, they need to get a life, because sometimes they're just reference materials like PDFs.
Right, right, right.
You know, I put them up there, and if they want to steal those, oh, have at it. I'll give you the links to tell you where I originally got them if you want them that bad.
I was playing with Google Print.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, Google has something they call Cloud Print, and what it lets you do is I could from this tablet print to my printer at work or printer at home,
right.
You know, or wherever I want to go by printing over the internet. Now I don't do any printing anymore, but what I also discovered is that I can print to my phone or I can print to my tablet. So if I find something that I want to read at some later point.
Mm-hmm.
On my tablet or on my phone, yeah. I can go into Google. I can say print this page, go into Google Print, and it comes to my phone as a PDF or a Word document or whatever it is, which is actually pretty doggone cool. I have to be honest.
Yeah,
I was kind of impressed by the ability to do it. It just showed up. You know, I went and looked at the list of devices.
Mm-hmm.
That I have, and of course I'm hooked to 50 different printers at work because I do a lot of testing.
Yeah.
So I was going through the list and going through the list, and suddenly there was my phone, and then there was one of the tablets that I've got. And I thought, what? So I printed to the Transformer, and I printed to the Zoom, and yeah, it goes right to them.
Hmm.
Pretty cool. I gotta say that.
Now, how
cool.
Does it save? Is it a document or a PDF?
It saved it. I sent it as a PDF, but okay. I had some choices.
Oh, I was going to say, because if you could send it as a doc, that'd be cool. Because then, you know, if I'm looking for something else, oh, that'd be neat. You know, copy that, because in a PDF, you can't.
Right.
You know, but if you send it as an RTF or a doc, be able to select part of it that you want to use, you know, that'd be cool.
There are PDF editing tools, but you have to pay for them.
Well, exactly. Well, not under Linux, you don't know. But.
Right.
The It was really kind of, I was impressed. I was actually kind of impressed that it's, you know, they call it printing. But it's a way to get the...
can I get your name, please?
What do you need? Okay, we're... sorry. It's really interesting that it's more than just for printing. It's really for moving items from device to device. Pretty nice. Pretty nice deal all the way around. All right, our next caller is Jim from Greece, New York. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. My question concerns a hard disk drive I have in my desktop computer that's corrupted somehow to where it will no longer boot. And while I don't use the desktop computer as much anymore, I removed the hard drive and I got as much off of it as I could. I'm wondering if you could recommend any utility software that I might try to run on the drive and through my laptop and see if it could repair it.
SpinRite. There's a program called SpinRite. SpinRite. It's from Gibson Research at grc.com.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
And you'll find that it's a terrific program. Be very patient. It takes forever to run, but it does perform miracles in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will download it, and I will try it tonight. Thank you so much.
Give it a shot. Let us know how you make out.
Yeah, I got to say that SpinRite is really, it's magic. I don't care what anybody says. It's a tiny little program, and it's just ridiculously,
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got other tools, but I mean... You know, they cost a lot.
Well, they're an awful lot of money. This is what, $70 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
But it depends on how important the people, you know, the data is to get it off because, you know, I mean, what I charge to do data recovery, it's timely. And I mean, I only want this file on this. Well, to even get at it, you got to first do a full scan and recreate the whole fat table.
Right.
So it knows where that file is. Yeah, granted, you might only want this file, and that file. Well, you don't have to scan the whole thing. Yes, you do. It's not that simple.
There are a lot of people who do think that computers are magic, and they're not. They're very logical. You can't get a program or a file back until you know where that file is. The only way to know where that file is to reconstruct the entire hard drive. There's no shortcut. There's no magic. It's quite an involved process. All right, listen, we're going to take a break, but you can give us a call, you know. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 585-966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'd love to have you become a member of the Soundbites family. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Nick. You 39 minutes after the hour. Sound bites on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And, let me thank our latest two people. We have Barb. Thank you very much, Barb. And our friend Dolores, good friend of the show, for her very generous pledge as well. Thank you. Thank you both so much. We're very, very honored. The Second Life family is well represented here, and we appreciate that. Those of you...
And Barb is a new member.
And Barb is a brand new member.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barb, very much for your pledge. We're very honored, particularly with our new members. It's always delightful to see new members of the family come in, and then we love to see that. We are in Second Life every Sunday night from 9 o'clock until we're done. Steve and I are almost always – I'm usually there. Steve is almost always there. Dave apparently has a First Life that he's been going to instead, but we're there every
and he's
every
the one
Sunday
that started
night,
this whole thing.
9 o'clock.
No, he did.
Yeah, I did. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Linden Time. So if you can, if you want to join us, you can search for Sound Bites. We're listed there, or you can just I'm there by 9 o'clock. You can always find me. I'm Nihil Infinity, N-I-H-I-L, Nihil Infinity.
We just watched a movie. What was it? And it was Infinity Nihil Productions.
Really?
Yeah.
N-I-H-I-L?
Yep. Latin for
nothing.
Next to nothing. Yeah, right. Yeah. Or yeah, infinite nothing.
Exactly.
What did we see? We saw two movies last weekend. One of them in 3D. And they were so good, I can't remember
it'll
them.
Come to you.
So, so Dolores, good they made a hell of an impression.
At the Dollar Theater, so, you know, because we go there to get them cheap, yeah.
Dolores did want us to mention our dear friend Lolly, who's passed away, was a friend to all of us in Second Life. And if you go into the Soundbites forum, you'll see there's a petition. She's given us directions to a petition to get Lolly added to the Linden Memorial in Second Life, and that would be a wonderful thing to do. So please, if you are a Second Life member, please head over to our forums, check the Second Life forum.
What's that, coming up on 3 years now?
Yeah, and find Dee's post, and then follow the link, and please sign the petition to make her part of the memorial. That would be great. But Barb and Dolores and Carl, thank you so much for becoming a member of the Soundbites family. And you, you out there listening who has never pledged before, don't leave them alone. Come and join us. Come and join the communal hug that is Soundbites by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or pledging securely online at jazz901.org. It would be great to beat the polka guys this week. We need to double pretty much what we've taken in so far, even more than that. So if you can find it in your wallet, I know you've got it in your heart, make the pledge, make the call, and become a member of the Soundbites family. It only takes a couple of minutes. You get to talk to the mellifluously voiced Steve Ray, who will be happy to take your pledge. In the meantime, I'll give you more news. And here's... oh, we didn't, huh?
No.
And I think that was Carl. Was that Carl? No, I'll find it. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'll do that later. All right, the browser wars are back on in earnest. For the second time in 3 months, Internet Explorer made large gains, picking up almost 1 point of market share. Chrome, Firefox, and Safari all lost out as Internet Explorer 9 won over new users. Internet Explorer gained just shy of a point for a 53.88% market share, taking it to a six-month high. I never thought I'd ever say Internet Explorer was the most popular browser on the Internet again. Firefox is down about half a point. This is the lowest share of the browser that Firefox has been in since October of 2008, about 20.55%. Chrome is down a third of a point to 18.57%. Safari's down about a tenth of a point to 5.07, and Opera also fell a tad, dropping to 1.62%. This is a strong performance for Microsoft, though it may come as a surprise to many. In mid-March, web analytics firm StatCounter announced that Chrome had overtaken Internet Explorer for the first time ever. On Sunday, March 18th, for one day only, Chrome was the number one browser. This seemed at odds with Internet Explorer's growth and Chrome's decline. StatCount, however, is recording something slightly different from net market share, which is the number most people use for their monthly look at the browser war. StatCount measures raw, unadulterated page views. It doesn't attempt to make any correction for pre-rendering. Chrome will render pages ahead of time if it thinks the user will look at them, boosting its number of page views. It doesn't attempt to count unique visitors, and it doesn't attempt to use geographical weighting to account for uneven visitor demographies, because some sites are more popular in the U.S. than China, for example, so their browser usage tend to be more representative of American users than Chinese users. StatCounter's numbers are still interesting as a measure of web usage, but net market share's numbers, which do try to account for things like the geographical variation, are a better measure of browser market share, that is, the number of people using each browser. The numbers suggest that Internet Explorer 8 users are switching to Internet Explorer 9 in relatively large numbers, particularly on Windows 7. 34.5% of Windows 7 users are using Internet Explorer 9. Microsoft has been vigorously promoting Internet Explorer 9. most recently with a campaign that encourages nerds to give up to give Internet Explorer a second chance. The latest part in a broader campaign to educate users and explain to them that Internet Explorer 9 isn't really the same as the much-hated Internet Explorer 6. On top of that, the company is continuing to use automatic updates to move Internet Explorer 7 and 8 users onto the latest version. So, are you using Internet Explorer 9? What do you think? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And since you'll be making a pledge anyway at those numbers, you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
This is just going on too long. I mean, you know, we only got 14,000 left to go, you know, and be nice if everybody, you know, even just gave a few bucks, like we've been saying before, because we can even set up payment plans. And for what you're spending during the week, you know, to go out there and have coffee, to do this and do that, even if you just take a buck a day.
Yep.
Or a buck a week, there, and times 52, there's 50 bucks. We'll give you $2 back. Pledge 50 bucks.
No, we won't.
But still, what I'm saying, though, is, you know, for the amount of information that we give out every week and helping people out, and we only come to them twice a year asking for their help, and the scales are kind of, you know, off balance here, because like I've said before, you know, we've been able to hear at the jazz station, mainly Rob, thank God for him, keeping everything running under a very tight budget. You know, with a rising cost and everything else, at least the 3 years that we've been here, all we've been asking is $50,000 each time. It hasn't gone up like your RGB bill or the price of gas.
Price of gas.
You know, I mean, we just ask for this meager $50,000 twice a year to keep a station going 24/7. And one of the seven jazz stations still left in the U.S., and, you know, where else can you also get some great passes that we're going to be offering in the upcoming month to go to the Jazz Fest?
Right.
You know, we're going to have passes and different giveaways. I'm sure Rob's going to dig some out because he did last year, and I don't see any reason that we won't do it again this year, that you can get in on. But you know what? Like Nick has said, you know, not to feel super guilty, but, you know, it's better when you can call in and say, yeah, I am a member, and I want to claim this prize.
Yep.
Yes, I'm renewing my membership.
Speaking of which, before we go further, I have to talk to Carl, who last week called in a very generous pledge. But, Carl, you said you were going to do it when you get home, and you did not. So we're still waiting for that pledge to come in. Thank you. Go ahead.
You say the Rochester Jazz website, most of the acts on the front page are sold out except Daryl Hall and Dweezil Zappa.
I think Zappa Play Zappa is going to be pretty nifty. If you're a Zappa fan, listening to his son play his music, pretty cool stuff, actually.
Yep.
Did you ever notice that the theater looks like a Dalek? I'm just saying. Anyway, here's...
Did you see the Dalek relaxation?
Yes.
We will exterminate your stress.
Exactly.
And I swear that was the guy that does the Dalek voice.
John something.
The real guy. He's been doing this the Dalek voice for 50 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Same guy.
Well, he started when he was 20, and it's just a voice. It's not like he has to be on the show. Although he's been on the show a few times.
Yeah, no, he actually gets in the suits every now and then, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when he's doing the, I've seen some of the production scenes, when he's doing the voice, he'll wear Dalek costume too, so to get into the the spillover. Actually, that was the other thing I saw the other day too. Some kid at Cardiff University captured some filming scenes on his cell phone camera of the new doctor and the new companion, you know, filming at the university. So if you happen to be in Cardiff and see, you know, a Dalek driving around,
yeah, exactly.
Actually, I don't know if the Daleks are in it this season or not, but they have the Cowborg. From the Series 7 trailer, they've got the Old West cowboy with Ben Browder, and apparently the bad guy is a cyborg in a cowboy hat.
Nice.
Which reminds me of the Battlestar Galactica episode, where they had the frontier planet with the bad guy had found a Cylon, and he was the muscle.
Which reminds us all of the Star Trek episode from the original series, which reminds us all of Westworld.
Yep. Good old Yul Brynner.
Yeah, exactly. So it all goes back and back and back. But we're moving forward. And we can't do it without your help. We need you to give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ.
Westworld was 73. The Star Trek episode was before that.
Oh, there you go. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We would love to hear from you. We would love to know that you're making a pledge and becoming a member of the Soundbites family. We really would love to end the pledge drive, but the only way we can do that is for you folks to give us a hand. We need your help. We need your dollars. Let's get crass about it. We need to keep this station on the air. And the only way we do that is with your generous support, because we don't get federal dollars. We don't get, state dollars. We don't get local dollars. We don't get any money from anybody but you. We are truly member supported. A lot of people say they're member supported and yeah, not so much. We, on the other hand, are in fact truly member supported. So we would prefer, if you would give us a call and become a member of the family. Support and the station so we can stay on the air.
Carl from Pottstown did give us his pledge earlier today.
Oh, excellent.
It was a different Carl.
No,
last
we know.
Week.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yes, we know, but it wasn't this Carl.
Right. He wanted to make sure.
No, we know that.
Yeah,
Carl.
We know Carl.
Carl from Pottstown, we know it wasn't you. We know we got your pledge. And thank you so much for your pledge. We're very, very happy. This is a different Carl, a fellow from last week who made a pledge. And has not actually, well,
he pledged to the pledge.
Made the pledge. He's not actually made good on the pledge.
You know what? He probably got home and his wife had a list for him, and he hasn't got to it yet.
No, I get that. I do get it. We're,
oh, I'm, life I'm can
not,
get in the way.
We're not upset or angry or saying anything bad. We're just reminding him because those things happen. We get it. Believe me when I tell you.
Life intrudes.
Mm-hmm. Life intrudes. So, you know, they say there are only seven plots.
Seven plots.
In the world. You know, boy meets girl, murder for revenge, murder for money, murder for love. You know, I mean, there's only...
Oh, okay.
And it all usually starts with boy meets girl.
That's right. They all start with boy meets girl. Right.
A boy abducted by alien. Yeah.
Right.
Girl turns into revenge. Yeah.
Right. But we... but they do. They say there are only seven. So, you know, when somebody says, oh, well, this is a copy of that.
And it was Hugo that we had saw and produced by Infinitium Neal,
nice.
Johnny Depp's production company.
Oh, very nice. So he's maybe I can sue. Do you
run
think?
By, yeah. It's run by his sister.
Think I'd get anything out
Probably
of the
not.
Deal? Probably not. Okay.
Hugo is an interesting movie. I liked it more than I thought I would.
But good. All right, that music tells me that we're done for this hour, but we've got another hour coming up. So there's plenty of time for you to make the call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We are going to take a break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and with you. It is 59 minutes after the hour, and you continue to listen to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. And with your help, it'll remain right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. We heard from Carl from last week, and we want to thank you, Carl. We were not angry with you. We were just reminding you because, like we said, figure stuff happens, people get busy. And
shockingly, he had computer problems and... couldn't
unbelievable. That's where the problem always lies. Those dang computers.
But you know what? That shows how loyal our customers, our listeners are.
And we thank you for that.
Yes,
that
we can't thank it enough. You know, I mean,
that
makes for what the three of us do every week well worth it.
And you can join all the people who've become members so far. This week it's Barb and Dolores and Carl. And it could be you and Carl from last week. And it could be you. All you have to do is make the pledge. Give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I will be happy. I will be happy to read the news while you make the call. I'm doing my part. Time to do yours.
Can you say CRS for our boss?
Yeah, Kraft. All right, Visa and MasterCard are investigating whether a this is a tough one. Visa and MasterCard are investigating whether a data security breach at one of the main companies that processes transactions improperly exposed private customer information. Bank officials said on Friday the event highlights a crucial vulnerability that could affect millions of credit card holders. The breach occurred at Global Payments, an Atlanta company that helps Visa and MasterCard process transactions for merchants. One bank executive estimated that about 1 million to 3 million accounts could be affected. This does not mean that all those cards were used fraudulently, but that credit card information on the cardholders was exposed. The bank official, who insisted on anonymity because the inquiry is in an early stage, said that Visa and MasterCard notified his company on Thursday, but that banks had been frustrated with the pace of disclosure by Global Payments. He said the Global Payments, which is one of the biggest transactions processors, has provided little information on where the breaches took place, how accounts were hacked, and other details that could indicate which customers might be vulnerable. Banks said that when they could identify victims, they would notify them and replace credit cards if necessary. While far from the largest breach of credit card data in recent years, the latest incident, which is being investigated by major banks and federal authorities as well as the credit card companies, underscores concerns about the vulnerability of electronic financial data. As financial services companies have improved security over the last year, criminals have aimed at a specific part of the credit card system, the payment processors that act as a bridge between banks and retailers. Security consultants say that the sophistication of these attacks is increasing. Bank officials said they were told by Visa and MasterCard that the breach occurred sometime from late January to early February and included what is known as Track 1 and Track 2 data. That includes details like names, card numbers, validation codes, and in some cases, customer addresses. Everything you need for do-it-yourself identity theft. The processors, including Global Payments, act as the plumbing from merchants to banks, authorizing millions of transactions each day. The holy grail for hackers is the account information. The goal is to break the data's encryption as it travels through the payment processor system. My only hope is that a whole bunch of people at Global Payments get their comeuppance from this. Are you worried about your information? Give us a call. You know the numbers because you're going to call and pledge before you talk to us. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can just pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And one thing I'd like to mention also, that Rob brought up the point, is if you do it online or if you send even a check, please make in the memo area or online that it is for sound bites so we get the credit. Because we got this friendly little thing going on with the Polka guys to see if we can beat them.
And they're significantly ahead of us this week.
Yeah, this week we need to really get going. I'd say another $500.
Are you people going to let the Polka guys beat us another week? Come on, make the call. It's easy enough to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org and say that it's for sound bites in the memo section.
Because they could, well, you know, we're getting tired of hearing you guys. You know, it's like, oh, come on. We're
right.
Going to beat you one of these weeks. And it'd be really nice to be able to come in one week and say, gee, how much did you guys do? We beat you because our listeners love us.
That's right.
That would be cool. But you got to pick up the phone. And like I said, we can even arrange payment plans.
You don't have to pay it all in one sum. We'll be happy to dole that payment out as long as you need it. We'll be happy to do that.
And the other thing is it's also a tax deduction. Yep. And you get a lot of other things, you know, with your membership. I mean, you can get in on some great CDs. Matter of fact, there's one that we've been playing by. Hold on one second here.
Yeah, there are a number of CDs that are available as part of the pledge drive.
This one right here, I love this one. It's by David Fathead Newman. Now, when you get this, because you can pick this one, you're getting twice the amount because...
How is that possible?
Well, just becoming... You wind up getting three CDs.
So that's three times the amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did I say two?
Yeah, yeah. It's all right.
Well, at first I forgot when I opened it up that it was a double. But no, yeah, this is a triple package. So, and there's some great music on here. We've been playing it now since the drive started, but you know, we got this, we've got Sinatra, we've got a number of great CDs that we're offering along with some. Oh, the other one that I want to get, I'm definitely going to get, is the new Zip Up Windbreaker.
Yeah,
I mean, the other one was cool, but that one you had to slide over your head and then zip it. This one is a full zip up, just like the wool one that I have. That's great for the fall. I wear that a lot for the summer months, and it's a real cool windbreaker, you know, and you can show off the that you're a supporter of Jazz 90.1.
And that gift is available at the $150 support level.
Yep. And
cheap,
I mean,
at half the price.
So you're getting so much great stuff, and the membership card.
The membership card alone is worth it. I don't care what level you pledge at, you make your money back.
Because there are so many places you can get some really great deals at, you know, and... But you know what? It takes you to pick up the phone and give us a call. At where, Nick?
585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time. It's real easy to do. And when you do... you become a member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families, and we're always happy to welcome new members to our family and join in the fun. Become a member, help keep this station on the air, help keep us growing and being the best we can be. We love to do this stuff. We keep talking about...
We've been doing it 23 years now.
We keep talking about doing remotes and things like that, but those cost money. And mm-hmm. and if you pledge, those things become more likely. So it's real easy to do. Just make the call right now. Put down what you're doing, unless you're driving. Put down what you're doing. Pick up the phone, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Yep, that would do it.
We need your help, and this is the only way to get it.
That'd be cool to just see, come in next week and see that this pledge drive's done.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah,
I bet you're ready.
But, you know, right now, you know, even if you're a member of that, give us a call. We'd love to still, you know, we're also here to take your computer questions. And please keep us busy with that, too.
Yeah, it was interesting. We were at the Soho show on Thursday. That was lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We saw lots of fans of Jazz 90.1. We saw lots of fans of Soundbites. We answered a bunch of people's computer questions.
We even gave away a great gift basket with a sweatshirt signed by all three of us. And
some other things. Yeah, there were things in the basket, too.
Yeah, there was a flash
Not
drive.
Not just the basket.
The flash drive, and there was some CDs, and Laureline had a mug in there, and a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, so it was a great little giveaway. The show was fun for us, and
Like I say, you get to meet a lot of our fans that come by, and again, we get the same old story. Yeah, I remember when you guys were there. Where are you now? Look at the sign.
Yeah, look at the sign behind us. Right.
Maybe we're here.
Right. You know, people recognize us. The power of radio and television and newspapers are huge. And we appreciate that. But we don't get to come to you every week for free. We don't get paid, but the station has to stay on the air. And it's you people who can help us do that. So please make the call. Make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I must say, go ahead.
I wanted to bring up a story that we didn't talk about last week. Foxconn, who's been in the news with working conditions and making Apple's iPads, announced that they were going to reduce overtime so that the workers don't have to work so much. And there was an uproar because the Foxconn workers want to work more because they can make more money. They're cutting the overtime down from 60 hours a month to 36 hours a month of overtime. 60 hours a month of extra overtime, that's 2 hours a day of extra overtime on top of their 12-hour shift. But they want to work more so they can get paid more. And then, ironically, Apple announced – well, actually, I don't think they announced. It sort of got leaked out. Apple retail store employees, part-time employees, are going to have to now work 24 hours a week instead of the 16 hours a week previously. And they're all mad because they have to work more. So interesting culture clash. The Foxconn people, they want to work 60 hours a week of overtime on top of their 60 hours a week of regular time. And us spoiled Americans, we think 24 hours a week of all time is too much.
Yeah, right. It's
And that's why these things are made in China.
Well, and that's got a large part to do with it. These are people who have become fairly affluent. They're China's middle class. Yeah, they're working 20 hours a day, but it's how they earn money, and they're supporting their families. And when you talk about a family, in that particular instance, you're talking about an extended family, which is often 10 or 12 people.
Still sending half your paycheck back home.
Right. Or much more than that. So it's an interesting culture shift, and it's an interesting problem that it's very weird. And to talk about the thing we just did a news item about, it's getting more and more dangerous to use your credit card anywhere anymore. We used to never worry about giving our credit cards to people, and then we always worried about giving them away online. But most of the theft doesn't happen at this end,
right?
If you pledge online, for example, at jazz901.org, that's a secure connection.
Mm-hmm.
Where the problem comes in is the next step when it gets sent to the bank, and that's usually secure.
Yeah.
But the banks then send it to a clearinghouse, and that's what got hit this time. The clearinghouse is the one that had poor security. I suspect there's going to be at least one person, if not more, who lose jobs over this. But the reality is that they seem to be, at least at this point, they seem to be reluctant to tell people what the problems are and how they were breached and who exactly was affected. And if they in fact block that mm-hmm. that just helps the bad guys.
Right.
That just helps them. Have more time with your credit card, or God forbid, my credit card, before they get caught.
Now, and it takes just matters of seconds for them to run it up and totally cap it out. Because I think 2020 did that one time. They wound up doing a special report. They wound up going underground, and they took two credit cards, and they published them out there. The first one was maxed out, I think, in about 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, once they knew that this guy was legit, took less than a minute.
Wow.
Yeah. Totally maxed out, and it was buying all kinds of stuff here. This it was supposedly a single male, and it was buying all kinds of lady products.
We had an interesting... Oh, I'll answer the phone and then tell that story.
Perfect. Thank you all for calling in. We just heard from a new member, George, who has become a member of the Soundbites family. So thank you very much, George. We appreciate that, and we appreciate your gift. So thanks. That's going to help us on our way to our goal. And don't let George be out there alone. George is out there right now with Barb and Dolores and Carl. And we could use you, too. It's real easy to do, 585-9800. 966 Jazz. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're going to take a quick break. Linda's in the house now, so the party's about to begin. We're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes, with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, Linda Wildman, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour, and we are Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
From 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright. And Steve Ray is busy on the phone taking another great pledge.
Thank you so much. It is 23 minutes after the hour, and we are Sound Bites. I would very much like to thank renewing member Angela. Who's made a very nice pledge. Thank you so much, Angela. We appreciate it. Thank you for joining George and Barb and Dolores and Carl today and all the people who pledged over the past weeks and moved us just that little bit closer to our goal. We appreciate that. We appreciate all of you for that. And it's a joy. So thank you so much. We're very, very lucky. Let me read another news story. Law enforcement. Tracking of cell phones, once the province mainly of federal agents, has become a powerful and widely used surveillance tool for local police officers, with hundreds of departments, large and small, often using it aggressively with little or no court oversight. The practice, and I shouldn't read this because it just feeds into the paranoid fantasies of all of our friends on the IRC chat, but I'm doing it anyway. The practice has become big business for cell phone companies, too, with a handful of carriers marketing a catalog of surveillance fees to police departments to determine a suspect's location, trace phone calls and text, or provide other services. Some departments log dozens of traces a month for both emergencies and routine investigations. With cell phones having become ubiquitous, the police are calling phone tracing a valuable weapon in emergencies like child abductions, suicide calls, and investigations in drug cases and murders. One police training manual described cell phones as the virtual biographer of our daily activities, providing a hunting ground for learning contacts and travel. But civil liberties advocates say the wide use of cell tracking raises legal and constitutional questions, particularly when the police act without judicial orders. While many departments require warrants to use phone tracking in non-emergencies, others claim broad discretion to get the records on their own, according to the 5,500 pages of internal records obtained by the American Civil Liberties Union from 205 police departments nationwide. The internal documents open a window into a cloak-and-dagger practice that police officials are wary about discussing publicly. While cell tracking by local police departments has received some limited public attention in the last few years, the ACLU documents show that the practice is in much wider use with far looser safeguards than officials have previously acknowledged. The issue has taken on a new legal urgency in light of a Supreme Court ruling in January, finding that a global positioning system tracking device placed on a drug suspect's car violated his Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches. While the ruling did not directly involve cell phones, many of which include GPS locators, it raised questions about the standards for cell phone tracking, lawyers say. Police records show that many departments struggling to understand and abide by the legal complexities of cell phone tracking, even as they work to exploit the technology. Cell carriers staffed with special law enforcement liaison teams charge police departments from a few hundred dollars for locating a phone to more than $2,200 for a full-scale wiretap of a suspect, records show. So should carriers sell data to law enforcement? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just like removing... wow! Ida! It's my friend Ida!
She said she was sick of hearing you whine about the polka guys. Who she also listens to.
Ida's been listening to me whine for I can't tell you how many years. God love you, Ida. I should give you a call at some point. Thank you so much for your generous pledge. This is my friend Ida. We worked together for many years. I really do love Ida. She's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart. So thank you, Ida. We appreciate it. We appreciate your membership. Ida has joined Angela and George and Barb and Dolores and Carl in becoming a member of the Soundbites family. And our next caller is...
That's a pledge. That's a call.
Oh, this is a pledge. Joanne is also a pledge. Is pledging. It's all coming in too fast for me. It's too fast, I tell you. This is Joanne, who's also made a pledge. So thank you, Joanne. We appreciate that. And our next caller is Larry from Rochester, who is already a member because he knows I'm going to ask. Welcome, Larry. What's your question?
And I am a member. Good
That's
afternoon.
What I like to hear.
As usual, I have a Mac, and I'm using the wireless keyboard, pad, and the wireless the Magic Mouse. Lately, they keep dropping out, and I'll get the little message, lost connection. When I first got it, I started feeding it batteries, and, of course, I downloaded a little app or something that the Mighty Monitor or something that shows you your battery status. My batteries are good. Sometimes I'll see the battery power level go down and come back up, but it's just annoying to the point that I bought another keyboard standard type, and I'm almost ready to plug that thing up and throw these things in a box someplace. Just wondering what might be going on.
Have you checked for software updates recently? Because I remember seeing a Bluetooth update come through for the keyboard and mouse.
When I set the Mac up, I set it up to receive updates automatically, but every now and then it will, in the middle of something, it'll tell me, hey, I'm ready to take an update, and so I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I have it receiving updates automatically on a regular basis.
That's good. Wouldn't hurt to check manually when you're having problems like that anyway. Under the Apple menu, hit the software update command.
Okay.
And it will check now to see if there's any updates, especially with the two new Java updates that came out recently, too.
As a matter of fact, I did that when your show came on and you talked about the Flash Trojan. I went right in and checked. Of course, I set mine up to do all the backup after midnight.
Yep.
But when I saw that this morning and turned it on, I said, let me check right now. And, of course, it said everything was up to date.
Okay, that's good. Generally, when we see things like that, the Bluetooth device is disconnecting. It is often batteries. If you go to your Bluetooth menu in your menu bar, the Apple software can also tell you what your battery level is. But
okay,
with full batteries,
and within 15 minutes, I lost connection. Of course, this is a new trackpad. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, I pulled them out and I took a look at them, thumbed around, and said some bad words, and then put them back in.
Those usually work. That's why they call it a cursor. Listen, here's the question I have.
Bada bing. Try the veal. He's starting to get in at 11, folks.
Thank you. Do you have any other form of radio frequency stuff going on? Like, do you lose the connection when your wireless phone rings or your cell phone rings, or you change channels on your stereo, or, you know, the refrigerator goes off, or somebody uses the microwave or a hair dryer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to say no, but I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, we all want to say no, Larry.
Yep.
I'm almost positive that the answer to that is no. I'd be very surprised. I'm not saying it can't be, but I'd actually be quite surprised if that were the case.
Right.
And this happens while you're using it. You get a disconnected message.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, once the battery was low, but I got low connection again this morning. As a matter of fact, just before your show came on, so I popped two new batteries in, and the battery indicator went right back up to the top, 100%, and within 15 minutes, I had lost a momentary connection. So,
but it came back again.
Then it came back. Of course, I went to the trackpad instead while I was very angry at the Magic Mouse, and then it came back. A little fuzzy-looking thing came up on the screen and said, you have the connection. So I have a brand-new pack of batteries that sit here on the desk just for this purpose.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's got to be some sort of intermittent radio signal.
Could be, yeah.
Hmm.
Typically, your mouse is so close to the computer that It shouldn't.
Typically,
yeah.
Yeah, well, my mouse is typical.
Yeah.
It's sitting here right now, 3 inches from the computer.
Yep.
One thing you can try doing is go into your Bluetooth system preferences.
Right.
And remove the mouse and the trackpad and the keyboard.
Right.
And re-add them. So you're basically telling the computer, forget about them and re-add them.
I actually did that a month ago.
Okay.
I took them out, put them back in. Everything seemed okay for a while, but periodically this thing comes up, and of course the first thing I think is batteries, but the other day I said it can't possibly be batteries. So I was just wondering, I'm not sure. I will think about interference from something in the house. I don't believe it's the case. Of course, my daughter talks nonstop on the cell phone.
Cell phones shouldn't do it, but cordless phones are sometimes on the same frequency.
Yeah, we do have 3 cordless phones in the house, but I guess I hadn't really considered that as a source. I'm not saying it's not possible, but the next time it happens, I'm going to, you know, reconnoitre the house, I guess, and see if anyone's talking.
Well, one of the other things is that they often just talk to each other. Just, you know, while they're sitting on their base, on their little stations.
To the main station.
They'll just talk to say, I'm here.
Huh.
And that's just fast enough to cause that intermittent problem that you're talking about.
And Bluetooth uses the 2.4 gigahertz band.
Right.
So a lot of portable phones use that same 2.4 gigahertz. So you can find a phone that uses a different frequency. There's 900 megahertz. There's 5 gigahertz.
Right.
You can also try changing the channel that the phone is on. Sometimes there's a button on the phone that says interference.
Right.
Because the same thing can happen if your neighbor happens to have the same portable phone. You can get their conversations, which is always fun.
Right. And I have actually experienced that before.
Right. So you can change the channel. Of course, you have to change it on all the phones.
Right. I'd have to do that on everything.
Right. But the other way that you can do it is for a couple of days, if you don't really need to make phone calls from your house phone.
Right.
Take the battery out of your phone. If you've got one in your computer room, for example.
Right. Right.
Take the battery out of that one for a couple of days and see if you don't have the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you have the phone sitting right next to the computer,
exactly,
that could do it.
Okay, well, sometimes I have my cell phone, and I just lay it down on the desk, and it's just sitting there.
Yep. That's less likely to be a problem.
Yeah.
So let's check the wireless house phone first.
I will do that.
All right.
As usual, I thank you for your suggestions and your help.
No, thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I want to hasten to add, when I said I was going to call Ida, I love you, but I'm not going to call because I would be using the phone number that she gave for the pledge, and that would be wrong. So I won't do that. So I won't do that. I just want
well,
to understand that I'm not going to do that.
She knows where you are, so
she knows where I am. She knows where I am.
Hunt you down,
and she's the woman to do it too.
You've said that before. Yeah.
Yes, I have. All right, so we're thrilled. We want to thank everybody who's pledge, but there's still plenty of time for you to make your pledge.
We're getting closer.
You can join Joanne and Ida and Angela and George and Barb and Dee and Carl.
We need a few more, and it'd be nice to beat the Polka Guys.
It would be great to beat the Polka Guys. And you can do it. What are those numbers?
They are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or securely on the web at jazz901.org. Now remember that, .org. You just can't put in there, you know, jazz901.
Right.
You got to put in the .org
or anything else.
Right. Go to .org and securely. It is secure. You don't have to worry about your...
Assuming it's working again. Carl found it wasn't last week. But.
And you can put in your information there securely and, you know, make your pledge. Well, I think if it wasn't, Rob wouldn't have been able to give us that one that he did give us.
But that's right. It must be back up and working
now. So it's back up and working.
And, you know, here's the thing. It only takes a couple minutes of your time, but it performs several terrific functions. First, it keeps this station on the air. That's a beautiful thing. Secondly, it's that warm, fuzzy feeling you get knowing you're a member of the family. And third, it eventually means we'll stop talking.
And for us, I mean, it's just a pride that we got so many loyal listeners.
We're thrilled.
And they love, I mean, you know, it's no big secret. You know, we've come from another station, and, you know, we're here. Rob took a gamble because we're the only talk show in the whole format.
Yeah.
And he plopped us in right in the middle of a Saturday to bring in a talk show because he believed in us, figured we'd be a great asset to this station. And you know what? Our members have shown that. Each time they come, you know, and step up to the plate and say, yeah, I want to renew my membership, or new members, because they've come and all of a sudden found us, and they're loving it.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? It takes you to pick up the phone and give us a call. Again, those numbers are 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
And pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're happy to talk to you about computer stuff as well. It's the same phone numbers. We'll be thrilled, if not actually delighted, to chit-chat about computers with you.
We do that, too.
I joked about the not feeding the paranoia of our IRC chat guys with the story about tracking of people through their cell phones. But that is a very real possibility. It is a thing that can be done. It certainly can be done fairly easily.
Mm-hmm. It's been done on TV shows for years, which should get people scared already. And we almost wonder if that's why the TV shows do it, so the cops like to know that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it's I've talked to several people who've gone out of their way to figure out. You know, you can buy cases for your phone that actually block out the signal. Well, that's great, but it drains your battery because you're constantly trying to figure out how. Your phone is constantly trying to figure out where the cell towers are, and that burns battery. So there's a problem. I know people who have gotten.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules.
All right, are you still Dave? Once again, fell asleep head first onto the keyboard. We're going to take a quick break while we prop Dave up. And we'll be back in just a couple.
I was trying
minutes.
To get to the phone, and I slid off the stool.
He really did just slide. You know, give us a call. You know the numbers. Give us whatever, and we'll be back. You know how it goes. Dave, Steve, me, Nick, you. 40 minutes after the hour. Sound bites. Member supported. Jazz 90.1. You know the drill. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. Before we get to Gerd's questions, don't forget, you can pledge. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. There's the soft sell. Let's see how that works. I can go back to the hard sell, so make the call. Gerd had a couple of questions. He wanted to talk about how to remove fun moods. I think he said from Chrome, I think. And in Chrome, the easiest way to get rid of it it's the same with Smiley Central and a couple of others. You just go to the wrench icon in the upper right-hand corner, click on that, scroll down to the Tools menu, click on Extensions, and then either disable it or stop it or simply uninstall it altogether. You can do all of that from the Extensions menu. So it's easy enough, enough to do that. So that's from the little wrench menu in the upper right corner, that's how you get to all that stuff. It's a tool. Get it?
Ooh.
And he had another question about which one's the best browser. Well, define best.
Yeah, really.
That's, that's the hard part. I'm a big fan of Chrome myself.
It seems to be the fastest lately. I was using Firefox for a while, and I got big. That was an interesting point, that Firefox was the first real alternative to Internet Explorer, and they touted how lean and fast they were, and now they got big and bloated.
Yep. You can bloat up Chrome if you want to by adding a whole bunch of extensions,
yep. Well,
like I usually do. But even so, it's pretty fast. It's a very fast, very clean browser, and I'm pretty impressed by it. It's free, but that's the nice thing about so many browsers. They're free. Mm-hmm. Feel free to download them, try them, and see which one you like best. Best is a very subjective thing.
But the thing that we've been saying, and again, you know, not to slam Microsoft, but that's what most of the people tend to use, and that's where a lot of the hackers and spyware and Trojans and everything right. are focused on. Because when you come to the majority, a lot of folks get this new computer and they don't know, oh, you can also use an alternative browser. They think just because, and I had some folks say, no, I was told that's all I can use. No.
You may have been told that's all they'll support. So you can't call Microsoft with questions about Firefox. That's true.
Right. But, you know, I mean, I still, like you say, Chrome or Firefox.
The thing I like about Chrome is that every tab is really its own process. Mm-hmm. So if one crashes, it doesn't take the others down.
All the others,
yep. Sandboxed. So that's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But we're going to go to a live call next. It's Joan from Irondequoit, New York. Welcome, Joan. What's your question?
Hi. My question is if I'm very leery about giving my credit card number out. And someone suggested that I pay my bills online. Now, do you have a website that I could go to do that, that is secure, and what do you suggest?
Well, you mean for joining as a member of Jazz 90.1?
Well, that too, but other bills that I want to pay.
Well, each of those payments should go either through your bank or through whatever company you're paying something to, and you know that there could be dozens of those.
Yeah, like RG&E.
Yeah, you log into RG&E's website to pay their bill. Log into Frontier's website to pay their bill.
The Water Authority.
Water. Right. The Water doesn't do
online yet.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do automatic payments, but not one time.
Well, they sit there and set it up to automatically come out of your checking account.
Right. I don't like automatic payment. That's another thing a lot of these places do. You can set up automatic payments. So say the first of the month, it automatically pays your bill. Or some companies, you pay it when you want to pay it at one time at a time.
Uh-huh.
But in all the cases, it's secure over the internet. If you look at a couple of different things, when you go to that website to make the payment, you want to make sure that the address bar starts with HTTPS. Normally, it will just be HTTP. And the S means secure, so you're on a secure, encrypted website.
And that only has to be on the page where you're actually going to put in your information.
Put
it doesn't
in your
have
payment
to be the whole
right.
website.
And oftentimes you'll also see a little padlock icon in your browser window,
uh-huh.
usually in one of the corners, to tell you that you're on a secure site.
Uh-huh.
And so those things are key when you're doing online payments.
All right. Well, I thank you so very much, and I hope you all have a blessed Easter.
You too.
And I do enjoy your program so much. Thank
That's
you.
That's what we like to hear. Thank you.
Yep. And one of the things we always like to say, too, is secure credit card transactions over the internet always feel better to me than handing my credit card to a waiter who disappears with it for 20 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's and again, on the jazz901.org website, it's real easy. Go to the page. On the right, you'll see Become a Member of Jazz 90.1. Click and pledge, hit the Donate Now button there, and it will take you to a secure site where you can do that. So you can be pretty sure that your
credit card
pledge is secure on the Jazz 901 website. So that's pretty nice, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's I'm pretty amazed. People are getting to be better about that. One of the interesting things that that's probably not something I should talk about in the air, but anyway.
Well, no, what I was going to say is a lot of folks, you know, are one thing that they're getting very good about, or at least I've seen an increase, is not, you know, some of these emails and all this other stuff that says, oh, well, your bank account's been this and that. And it's like, and we've been preaching it for a long time. If you have to stop and think about whether you should open up that email, then don't. And I've heard more and more folks say to me, you know, I got this one and I'm thinking, I didn't even click on it because you know what? I figure I'll pick up the phone and call them. And that's great. Because especially from your bank, if you didn't request something or you think something suspicious, don't click on it. Pick up the phone and give them a call. Most banks nowadays have 24/7 at least support. That you can at least, you know, find out an answer or this or that. Or if not, they can tell you to wait until Monday. Do it then. Don't go clicking on those things. Because they can make them look so authentic These people that want to steal your information spend hours creating the email to make it look as authentic as they can with the watermarks and everything else. All they're doing is going to that particular bank's website and stealing the graphics. So it looks fantastic. If anybody's, you know, played around on the internet, you know that you can do that so easily. You can click on a picture and say, oh, save to my desktop. Save this to my desktop. Well, from there, they just go into another program, paste it. Yeah, now they send it out, you know, like nobody's business, threatening that, oh, Wells Fargo Bank, you know, says there's a problem with your account. Please, you know, click on this. Wrong. Mm-mm. Like I say, if you were not expecting it, don't do it.
Right. I actually did get my credit card stolen once, and I got a call from the credit card people. Did you put a down payment on a yacht this morning? No, oddly, I did not.
Wait a minute. And you didn't invite us?
I know. It's why I don't like you guys.
See how you are?
You every week. Uh-huh. So they said, okay, we're going to, you know, come in. And then they said, come into a branch and bring your credit card. See how easy that was? That's how I knew it was legit. They asked me for no information over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
They said, come into a branch and we'll straighten this out. Yes, sir. I will be happy to do that right now.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You don't, nobody takes your information over the phone. Nobody asks you for your credit card number. Excuse me. If you're the bank, don't you have my credit card number? Why are you asking me for it?
Yeah, or their social security number. Hello, you should also have that.
Yeah, and even more important, why do you need that? Well, to verify that you're you. You called me.
Mm-hmm.
How would I not be me?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So the best thing to do is to be utterly cynical.
Oh, definitely.
Just like George. George is
you got to be totally
cynical,
proactive.
So when you have something like that, be as cynical as you can about it so that you'll know.
Mm-hmm. You got to, because I had the same experience. You know, somebody called, they're so-and-so, and they just want to verify could you give us your social security number? I go, no, you're not getting it.
Yep. Well, that's exactly right. Just, you know, would you hand it to a total stranger on the street? No. Then why would you hand it to someone?
Exactly.
Just over the phone. I don't know who that is on the other end of the phone.
I don't care.
At least on the street, you look trustworthy.
Yeah, and I don't give a darn, you know, even a phone call.
Right.
No, I'll tell you what, I'll call you back. And I'll look up the phone number of a branch and what it's in reference to. I don't care. They can sit there and say, well, call us back at this number. That doesn't mean squat because, yeah, you could be calling them back and they'll answer it that way.
That's right.
Because if they got caller ID, they know it's the person they just got. So, no, don't even trust that. I'd go to the phone book, look up that bank's number if I don't have it already on a statement, ask for a particular person and say, hey, there's a question about this, and this. Is this true? Because if that person that's calling me is looking up that information, whoever I call should be able to look up the same exact information. No, you know, hassles or anything else.
Yep.
So, yeah, be very cautious.
It's an interesting problem. It's getting more and more. And they're very good at it. You know, it's social engineering. They're very good at getting you to give them information. And you got to be careful. You got to be very, very aware. And that's just, it's getting worse. So you got to be careful online. You got to be careful offline. You got to be careful everywhere. Well, that's that for the week. I want to particularly thank Joanne and always Ida, Angela, George, Barb, good friend of the show, Dolores, and Carl, for their pledges this week, and Steve is taking one more pledge. We want to thank all of you who've become members of the family, and we'd really we're really appreciative of that.
Sorry, Larry, no time for another question.
Oh, sorry, Larry.
He called earlier and then called back the pledge.
All right. Well, thank you, Larry, and we appreciate that, and we want to thank all of you pledged. We will be back here next week with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. Stay tuned for George, who is playing the best German music in town. Stay tuned for Linda, who's spinning the best German music in town. But do they still say spinning? I suppose they do. And we'll be back next week with sound bites on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Here are the club.